toner for the copy machine hat, the sifting through tons of resumes hat. You can throw away that last hat thanks to Indeed.com. When posting your job, Indeed lets you add screener questions that give you a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates. So go ahead, dust off that extra long lunch hat. Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hiring.
You're listening to WSJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
A total disaster for Comey. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. President Trump tweeted that about the Inspector General report that it concluded Comey, the former FBI director, was insubordinate in his handling of the Hillary Clinton investigation. The president adding, he did a great service to the people firing Comey. The report also says anti-Trump sentiment put a cloud over the probe. Fox's Tanya J. Powers has more reaction live.
While that 500-page report is critical of Comey, it found no evidence of political bias toward either candidate. On Fox and Friends, President Trump's personal lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, said the report was just one more reason to end the Russia probe.
I mean, the IG report basically tells you that both prongs of the Mueller investigation are either corrupt or answered.
The report also outlined that anti-Trump sentiment, those texts between an FBI agent and a colleague, it said cast a cloud over that investigation into Clinton's emails, but that they didn't affect the investigation itself. Dave.
Tony, the U.S. has taken out a terror leader in a drone strike yesterday. The Afghan defense minister reports Pakistan's Taliban chief Mullah Fazlullah was killed, though he's been reported dead several times before. He's infamous for ordering the assassination attempt on Malala Yousafzai, the teenage girl who later won a Nobel Prize for her push for female education. Shots fired at a parking lot in Westminster, Colorado last night left a boy dead, his mother and brother in critical condition.
He was running back and I called him. I said, come here. And he said, I want to go over there. My mom just got shot.
A fourth person was wounded. Police said the suspected gunman is in custody. A nightmare of a roller coaster ride at Daytona Beach, Florida's boardwalk. It derailed last night.
We heard a loud crash and looked over and the car was just facing down and we just heard everybody screaming.
Two of the riders fell 34 feet to the ground. They and four others were hospitalized. We don't know how badly they're injured. This is Fox News, fair and balanced.
When posting on most job sites, you get candidates.
I'm the sales director.
I'm the sales director you're looking for.
But when you post on Indeed.com, you get the candidates just right for you.
I'm a sales director with an MBA, over 10 years experience, who's also fluent in Japanese.
With Indeed, you can add screener questions for a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates.
Arigato.
Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
You don't remember days, you remember moments. But when the old tapes and photos that hold your cherished memories degrade, or worse, you lose them, they're gone forever. Hi, I'm Nick Mako.
And I'm Adam Baselager. We started Legacy Box to help you preserve those irreplaceable moments.
Load your Legacy Box with your old tapes, film, pictures, and audio, and send them in. You'll get them back on DVD or convenient thumb drive.
Visit LegacyBox.com/USA. And for a limited time, you'll get 40% off your order. LegacyBox.com/USA.
There is a breaking development this morning. The U.S. has just announced the tariffs against China, billions of dollars worth of more Chinese goods. The U.S. will put these tariffs on, in addition to the steel and the aluminum. China has already said it would retaliate and put also tariffs on a lot of American products. Republicans say they're trying to find common ground with the new immigration reform plan in the House. It would fund the president's border wall and give a path to citizenship to millions of immigrants brought here illegally as kids. There's another issue, too.
We don't want kids to be separated from their parents. I think I just made that really clear. And we believe because of the court ruling, this will require legislative change.
House Speaker Paul Ryan. Democrats are also angry about immigration families being separated at the border. But the White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders says,
we're a country of law and order, and we're enforcing the law and protecting our borders. We would like to fix these loopholes. And if Democrats want to get serious about it instead of playing political games, they're welcome to come here.
Michigan is putting in stricter new rules on water after that lead crisis in Flint.
The new rules announced Thursday are the toughest drinking water restrictions for lead in the nation. The plan lowers the lead exposure level from 15 parts per billion to 12 and replaces 500,000 lead service pipes statewide. The Flint water crisis began in 2014 when the city switched its water source from the Detroit River to the Flint River to save money. Lead from aging water pipes leached into the river, exposing residents to dangerously high levels of lead in their water. Critics argue the local, state, and federal responses to the crisis were too slow. Steve Rappaport, Fox News.
AT&T has completed the $81 billion takeover of Time Warner 2 days after a federal judge ruled against the government's attempt to block that merger on anti-competitive grounds. It was the first time in decades that the Justice Department's tried to block a merger of companies that don't directly compete with each other. On Wall Street, stock futures down before the opening bell. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
Good morning, Friday, ESPN 93.5, our local news brought to you by Gina over at
Blueprint.
Gina Johnson and her new book, Let's Make It a Habit. Let her teach your staff how to cut down on stress, improve synergy and communication, and develop positive habits. Visit letsmakeitahabit.com.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. City leaders in Urbana have a couple of big jobs to fill. They're facing retirements of both the fire chief and the police chief. WCIA says there are 27 applications from people who have moved to the next stage to fill the role of fire chief, and the mayor says she hopes to hire someone this summer. The job of police chief also is being advertised nationwide. The mayor says she is not opposed to considering internal candidates for that job. The current chief's time is up at the end of August. The mayor says she will appoint an interim police chief. Have you noticed big swarms of moths lately? WCIA says the moths are harmless, but their larvae can do some damage. Crops could see some issues, as the moths can do some damage to lawns and vegetables. And they can be a pest to wheat. The moths should go away in the next few weeks. The moths come out in masses and fly in groups around trees with flowers to feed on the nectar. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
We're talking with Gina Johnson, owner of Blueprint Mental Health and Life Coaching Practice in Urbana.
Well, I've always had a passion to help people manage their responses to negative life situations, negative people, and negative things. My book, Let's Make It a Habit, and my in-person workshops will help your employees and coworkers be more productive and effective at work, which ultimately result in better relationships. Let's start with a complimentary needs assessment and business analysis to ensure you get the results you need.
To learn more about Gina's workshops and how you can invest in your team, visit letsmakeitahabit.com.
Here is your ESPN weekend weather forecast brought to you by the Blossom Basket Florist. From simple to simply magnificent with two locations, Village at the Crossing, Champaign, Cunningham, and Urbana, 367 Rose, or blossombasket.com. Good morning, Diane Ducey.
Good morning, Stevie J. A little overcast. Some areas of light showers, they're saying. I know when I was walking a little olive this morning, I was getting a little bit of drizzle. We've got a high 89 expected today, then clearing out with a low 71 tonight. Up into the mid-90s, both today, or Saturday and Sunday, they're saying hot and a high 95 by Sunday, and down to 75 in the evening. Sunshine as we're back to work Monday, but a high 93. Right now, the temperature's at 67 on ESPN, 93.5.
Yeah, here we go into Friday. Good Friday. Got this thing about 4th of July needs volunteers,
yes,
I guess?
Yes, they do.
All right.
And, you know, we're like that with Tolono Fun Day. I know everybody has a break during the summer, but, you know, you're really setting a precedent around the kids around you who are looking for that community service leadership. That's you I'm talking to. Step up and be a part. I know for the Champaign County Freedom Celebration, it's July4th.net to find out what shifts you can help out with.
That's great, and I think it's all needed. All good.
But so many people in the summer say, somebody else can do it. I just want to enjoy. I'm hosting family. You can still cut out for 2 hours and be along the parade route to make sure the traffic doesn't come through. Easy job. You're sitting there in your lawn chair. It's all good.
All right. If you want to help, do I give that number, Penny Lopez?
Yeah.
367-7200. But okay. Everybody that has a parade probably needs volunteers. And if you want to, you can help.
It's your call.
And I know for us, between 5:30 and 8:30, both Friday and Saturday, June 29th and June 30th, if people in the southern Champaign County area want to help with Tolono Fun Day, we'd love it. It's all volunteer run, as is the Champaign County Freedom Celebration on the 4th of July.
All righty. Boy, lots going on. The IG report, we'll talk about at the bottom of the hour.
Mm-hmm.
This stroke, the two guys, the lovers or whatever, their text back and forth, tell me he's not going to win, right. No, we'll stop him. What does that mean? That's conspiracy stuff, and, it's just dizzying and head-shaking, and James Comey was insubordinate. I mean, rank and file of the FBI, tremendous respect for, but there seems to be a little bit of problem at the top. A little more on that here as we go. The U.S. Open, wow. Are you kidding me? Rory McIlroy's 10 over. Rory shot an 80. Tiger 78. Dylan Meyer, Illinois 77. Pars a 70. I mean, it was brutal. I think it was the highest score in the first round U.S. Open ever, maybe. It was crazy. Anyway, a little more on that. Cubs and Cardinals tonight. And take your pick. You want the Cubs broadcast. We have that at US 105.9. Cardinals, of course, live here on ESPN 93.5. Cubbies start tonight 1.5 behind Milwaukee.
That's right.
Who will host Philadelphia. And the Cardinals are 4 back.
Uh-huh.
And looking to get something going.
Always love this series. Every game is an evening game, though. Kind of unusual from Bush.
Well, Sunday night has been bumped to it was an afternoon game. They bumped it to the prime game on Sunday night. Again, all the action, your broadcast choice, U.S. 105.9 for the Cubs, ESPN 93.5 for the Cardinals. Well, as President Trump wrapped up his summit with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un this week, he observed that Kim's country has a coastline dotted with great beaches.
Yes.
Affording countless real estate opportunities.
Huh.
I mean, could this be kind of a...
Viva Pyongyang. Viva Pyongyang.
Simon Owen is live. How are you, my friend from London?
Morning, Stevie. Very well, thanks.
Maybe it's the new Vegas. Maybe. You never know. I mean, does anybody in your world trust this yet?
Well, I mean, exactly. We're certainly a long way from that being the case, but North Korea is certainly pretty much Asia's final untapped market, certainly in East Asia. And so maybe further down the line, there are going to be all sorts of business opportunities unfolding. But the reason that this caught our eye was something that President Trump said at the end of his meeting in Singapore this week. And you played that clip, but you talked about the great beaches quote. And what, you know, what he said was, you see that whenever they're exploding their cannons into the ocean. I said, boy, look at that view. Wouldn't that make a great condo behind?
Mm.
Now, he is not technically the first Westerner to have admired North Korean sun, sea, and sand. You know, not many people from the West have been there, but it isn't entirely off limits. And I spoke to one man who is an Italian. He's a surfer, and he has led 3 surfing tours to North Korea. And he said he agrees with the president that there is a lot of potential. And he described to me the first time that he went to North Korea in a particular beach called Maejeon on the east coast. And he said, when we got there, I was surprised to see California-like bays with golden sands, red granite cliffs, clear water, and crucially, if you enjoy a quiet beach vacation, no one on the beach, he said. He said, I was blown away.
Mm.
And he said he'd used Google Earth to scour satellite images to figure out where might be a good spot to go. And this was the place he went. And he said it was a bit like a cross between East Coast Italy in wintertime and Northern California.
So it's kind of like the Cuba. I mean, everybody knew Cuba was in a good spot, but it's just 1950s. Pyongyang in North Korea, I mean, North Korea is far earlier than the 1950s. This is a long time ago. From the standpoint of education and all the things, I mean, heck, you look at a map at night, there's no lights in North Korea.
Yeah, I mean, it's unique in its lack of development, and that's one of the things that's been really curious this week is that North Korean state media has actually broadcast quite a lot of pictures of Singapore, where the summit took place, and that's been seen as a bit of a surprise because, yeah, as you say, if you look at a satellite image from North Korea, it can be, if they've got a power outage going on, pitch black. And in Singapore, one thing it never is pitch black.
Well,
you know, it's riddled full of electricity. And so the sight of that on North Korean state media was seen as quite unusual. But, I mean, this question of whether you go there to surf, I mean, apparently the surf is not huge, but it's fine if you're an intermediate surfer. And then there is the question of whether you should go at all, because the State Department says you should not travel to North Korea, period. And it even warns Americans who do go that they should draft a will before setting
off. No, I think it's, there's no way you're going to be called a spy, you're dead. I mean, right?
Right.
I mean, there's no way. What Otto Warmbier, when he's a student, did something he shouldn't have taken a poster off the wall, but
right.
Come on, man, really? Wow.
But I mean, whether you think something's going to happen or not, there is the ethical question that travelers face in a number of countries of whether it is right to hand over your money, knowing it's going directly to a famously brutal and repressive regime. Well, this man I spoke to, Nick Zanella, he said he never felt guilty taking his tours in. He said it was a small group, there was never that much money. And he said, put it like this, he said, I'm convinced that surfing is something that makes people feel free.
Yeah.
And no one needs that more than people in North Korea.
Yeah, free to take water up your nose. Hey, Simon, it's always a pleasure, my friend. Well done. Good reporting.
Thanks, Stevie.
A pleasure. Simon Owen live in London at the Fox News Radio Bureau.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you never know. I mean, who knows?
Viva!
Hi, y'all.
Viva!
Hi, y'all. Remember, you never know. It's going to be a while, but hey, maybe. Here we go. Sports headlines, ESPN 93.5, 7:15, Friday morning, June 15.
We're setting up the Cub Card Series, and you'll hear the action here on ESPN 93.5 or on US 105.9 for you Cubs fans. John Lester to the mound, Michael Wacha to the mound for the Cardinals. Let's get our Redbird Recap.
This Redbird Recap is brought to you by Travel Wisconsin. Plan your fun today at TravelWisconsin.com.
Good morning, everyone. Alex Ferrario with you on the Cardinals Radio Network. Tonight, it's Cardinals and Cubs. A three-game series begins at Busch Stadium with 2.5 games separating these two teams in the standings. The Redbirds coming off of that disappointing stretch going 4-5 against the three bottom teams in the National League. But some positive takeaways have been Marcell Ozuna, who's been heating up, batting .400, 5 home runs, 14 RBIs, and a slugging percentage of 778 in the month of June. There's also Michael Wacha, who sits at 8-1 on the season. He starts tonight, has not allowed more than 2 runs since April 12th. Tonight it will be Wacha against Lester, tomorrow Martinez against Hendricks, and Sunday Flaherty against Quintana. First pitch tonight from Busch Stadium, 7:15. Amer and Total Access pregame show at 6:20. For the Cardinals Radio Network, I'm Alex Ferrario.
Hi, folks. This is Wisconsin Tourism Secretary Stephanie Klett, and what you're hearing in the background are the sounds of Gemütlichkeit. It's a feeling of friendship, warmth, and good cheer. It's also the feeling you get when you visit Wisconsin, and you'll feel it all around our state, from festivals to sporting events. It's tricky to say, but easy to feel. That's Gemütlichkeit, and that is Wisconsin. Go to TravelWisconsin.com and let the fun begin.
Cleveland over the Chicago White Sox 5-2 yesterday. Now the White Sox will host Detroit. On to some Illinois tidbits. Dyke Edelman, Athlete of the Year Award, baseball's Bryn Spillane, and volleyball's Jordan Poulter. Congratulations. Women's volleyball, Nancy Faye signing a few more out of Ontario. Sarah Shewan is a graduate transfer, and Carolyn Wileski is a freshman. She'll join the likes of newcomers like Ariel Scott from Urbana. We also have the World Cup soccer action going on. We had Russia beating Saudi Arabia 5-0 yesterday. Today, Egypt and Uruguay, Portugal and Spain, and Iran and Morocco. Then there's that little thing called the U.S. Open
on. Wow.
Are the conditions just tough? Or weather?
Wind whipping around.
Okay.
The greens don't hold.
I know Tiger Woods was quoted about the winds
being
so terrible.
Tiger just, he made some really bad shots. But, you know, it's difficult when you have Rory McIlroy shoot an 80. Scott Gregory, last place. Scott Gregory was the British amateur winner at one point in his life, shot a 92.
Mm.
Said he hadn't shot a 92 since he was a child.
Wow.
So, you know, you had that. I mean, Martin Keimer, one of the world's best golfers, shot 83. It's hard. Steve Stricker, nice, 73.
Yeah, he's in
the game.
For 19th,
yep.
Anyway.
Dylan Meyer at 77, Tiger at 78. But again, some big stars, the numbers up. The average score, 76.
Whoa.
These are the best golfers in the world. Here's your ESPN 93.5 three-day forecast brought to you by Timberworks. If you need tree trimming, stump removal, you can call for a free quote, 260-8522. That's 217-260-8522. Online, timberworks217.com. From tree trimming to stump removal and clearance, Timberworks will take your tree service to new heights.
We've got a 20% chance of precipitation this morning, then sunshine, high 89, low 71. 93 tomorrow with the sunny conditions. Clear Saturday night, low 73. 95 on Sunday. It'll be hot. Right now, the temperature's at 68. ESPN 93.5.
Fox Business Minute brought to you by Eric Bolin, Provident Financial Group in Champaign, where partnerships are built on trust. Find Eric at ProvidentFinancialGroupLLC.com. Father's Day weekend.
Yes.
720 ESPN 93.5.
From the Fox Business Network, AT&T's merger with Time Warner Inc. has closed. The Justice Department says it could appeal the merger later. It hasn't decided yet whether it will challenge the judge's decision. Auto parts supplier BorgWarner is reevaluating its accounting. The company says it has asbestos-related claims that were not reported. It's also revising its 2013 and 14 financial statements. Software company Adobe Systems reported stronger earnings. You could be paying more for things you buy on Etsy. Starting tomorrow, the online crafts company is raising the fees it charges sellers. They'll now kick in 5% to Etsy for every sale and a 5% fee on shipping costs. Etsy says it'll use the money to improve customer support and will reinvest in the company. The Dow was down 25 yesterday, NASDAQ up 65, S&P added 6. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Jenny Cosola.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a three-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal and for a limited time get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Call for your free sample now. 800-787-1010. 800-787-1010.
The Ice House of Champaign on Prospect Avenue under new management by Smoked and Fired Food Trucks. Open daily from 4 p.m. to 11 p.m. 7 days per week with cold drinks and great food from the Smoked and Fired Food Trucks. And don't miss their grand opening with live music from Mink and Sass. Friday, June 15th, starting at 4 p.m.
Right now, one in three drivers is cruising around in a state of skepticism about just how much value their car insurance company is delivering. If you're one of them, State Farm agent John Kaywood in Champaign can help you get to a better state because he will talk with you, listen to you, and help put together a policy that has you written all over it. From cost to coverage, all backed by 24/7 customer support. Feeling less skeptical? Then call State Farm agent John Kaywood in Champaign, 367-1105, and officially get to a better state with State Farm.
Hey, next time you pay for parking, forget the spare change and use Mobile Meter instead. It's available all over Champaign-Urbana, and it's the easiest way to pay for parking. Download the Mobile Meter app, store your credit card information, then select how long you want to park. That easy. Download the Mobile Meter app or go to mobilemeter.us.
Game Day Spirit, the official fan store of the Fighting Illini, is inviting you to shop new arrivals of Libertyville apparel and Nike apparel. Visit GameDaySpirit.com and find new Nike t-shirts, polos, and tank tops, as well as Libertyville hats to beat the summer heat while looking great. Have time to stop in their stores? Game Day is located on campus at the corner of 6th and Green Street with parking available at the parking deck on Healy, as well as in Champaign on the corner of Neal and Kirby, conveniently located near the State Farm Center and Memorial Stadium. Get excited for all things Illini this summer and follow Game Day Spirit on Facebook and Twitter. Go Illini!
This is Starla Carr with Provident Financial Group. As independent financial advisors, we can help ensure you're following a strategy that makes sense, no matter what the market is doing. Take control of your financial life with a complimentary consultation. We will create a plan that's right for you. Contact us today at 3017 Village Office Place, Champaign. Call us at 217-366-3456 or find us online at ProvidentFinancialGroupLLC.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
All right, it is Friday, and congratulations to U of I Orange and Blue, Mike Wallner, who got that golf course ready to go for the U of I Open. It starts tomorrow morning.
Okay. And Christian's involved in that.
Yeah, Christian decided to play, and there's going to be a host of really good players. I know David Keenan's in it. Of course, Tim Haas Jr., who has a family now.
Right. He's
probably not playing quite as much golf as he used to, but he's still a terrific player. Derek Meinhardt, who won last year,
right.
he's back to defend.
Okay, great.
And really, really good players will be in the U of I Open, but the Orange course took a hit during that storm.
Ooh.
And lost a lot of trees.
Mm.
So I told Mr. Warner that probably play easier for a guy like me. But seriously, they had to do a lot of cleanup and work this week and long hours to get the 65th annual U of I Open ready to go with the Orange course tomorrow. So way to go, U of I, Mike Warner, and all his team of people that were able to get her all cleaned up. It's good stuff. Okay, again, we mentioned the Cubs-Cardinals weekend. We gave away four tickets to the Sunday night game to Butch yesterday, and I think he was pretty fired up to go to the ball game.
Exactly.
Father's Day, if you're blessed enough to have a dad around still, make sure they know, give them a hug. Dad might slough it off. You know how dads can be.
Uh-huh.
But they do appreciate it if you appreciate them. It's a very special thing to be able to have parents you can love and hug. And no parent has ever been perfect in the history of humans, but they love you and they've tried and they've made mistakes or they, you know, have done a great job or whatever the case is. We all learn, and there's learning all the time in life. That's the cool thing about living in life is, A, you can't stop getting better. You can every day improve no matter who you are. That's always exciting to be able to get better and to learn things as you go along to try and, you know, say, oh, well, I'm going to do it this way, not that way, but you learn something along the way.
Mm-hmm.
And it's... my dad passed years ago, as yours did.
Yes.
But, you know, you still remember some of the great lessons and the moments and and the things that certainly were passed on from dear old dad. And I think, you know, a great deal of our problems in this society and the world are not so good dads. I put squarely on the dads.
Yep. Absent.
Absent dads or not so good or I've got my stuff, I'm going to do them, dads.
Yep, selfish.
You have got to give it up a little bit.
I know
that. Doesn't mean you can't do stuff for you. But the greatest thing I'll ever do in my life ever is try and have been a good parent and hopefully a good husband. But to me, that was everything. I mean, and I hope I've been okay on the radio for a few years, but that doesn't really matter. This radio thing really, 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 honestly, I've hopefully entertained and informed and did things, but in the grand scheme of things, it doesn't really matter.
Agreed.
It really, really doesn't. The
Agreed.
Most valuable thing is the impact you have on legacies, generations, and life. If
yes.
you can touch lives, and some people work in that profession every day.
Mm-hmm.
I think teachers, you know, they get browbeat. It's hard. I think, you know, the people like firemen, and policemen and women, all these people that do those kinds of, you don't ever see the ripple, what you've done to somebody. But in our own way, no matter what you do, you can be kind to somebody.
Right.
So there's always something you can do to make life and your situation better. And it's what you ought to do every day. You ought to wake up every day and say, how can I make stuff better? Even
yeah.
if it's a phone call to somebody.
That's
if you
right.
make one, if we all did one phone call out of the blue, you don't want anything from the person. I mean, it's... yesterday, I'd pretty much caught up on all the Miss Illinois responses and texts and
good.
Emails. So I started now sending to people that might be interested.
Okay, gotcha.
And I still am in touch with Bruce Weber, Bill Self, people, Tim Beckman. And they were, Bill Self said, you made my day.
Wow.
He said, of course, most all said they took after their mother. This is fine. I'm good with that.
Exactly.
And the fact that I'm now Miss Illinois' dad instead of Grace is Stevie J's daughter. And I'm great with that.
Exactly.
It's really, really cool. Been a cool world.
But you're right. The dads, the message that you're sending by the example. I mean, my dad being a founding park board member in Tolono and working so much with the Plasters and Cement Masons Union as the BA and just the foster kids that we hosted in our home and him saying, you must work, and it gets you so much more productive
yeah.
in life and gives you purpose.
Every Ducey I know worked and works.
We do, and it's because we watched our dad do that.
If not actually getting a paycheck, with their heart and their service
right.
and their love. The Ducey's are all. I mean, every darn one of you have done really wonderful things, and it's a testament to your parents. So it does come down, and dads are excruciatingly important. Sometimes we downplay. Well, we can do, and that's, you know, there are a lot of single moms that have done amazing, but it's important for a dad's presence. Dads can mean, and you just, it's critical.
And just to be there. I know that, for instance, the Urbana Park District has their day in the park tomorrow at Meadowbrook. You can build a kite, and then they have their strawberry jam with the free hay rack rides and strawberry treats and bands. All you need to do is go out this weekend. It's at both pools in town. They have free admittance for the fathers.
Nice.
So tap
right.
into some of the things that the park districts or the libraries are doing or the community, and have fun with your kid.
I mean, and some are, I can't wait till I get out of XYZ state. Age, I'm telling you, you ought to enjoy every minute.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's just where your focus is. It's the best thing in my life is being consumed by my family. That's just the best.
That's right.
That's where we love to live.
And it costs nothing to go out there and take a hike somewhere.
Well,
we have
just
so many
just
great
the impact you can have
places.
Spending time and just the thing we all need to do, every single one of us, even a little more, we can always get better at everything, is to think outside. When you start thinking of others, then things in life can get better. If you stop thinking about, you know, I'm too thin, I'm too heavy, I've got acne, I don't like my hair, whatever. Stop thinking about you. Think about how you can help somebody else, and your life gets better.
Yeah.
It really, really does. We're not supposed to be thinking about ourselves and tattoos and earrings and what we can do to look cooler.
Mm-hmm.
But to be thinking about how to help somebody else. If we all did that, we'll be right back, 7:30, ESPN 93.5. Time for your Fox News update. Local news coming up.
Fox News Radio, I'm Chris Foster. New tariffs on $50 billion worth of Chinese imports are announced by the White House today, 25% focused on high-tech products.
The Chinese Foreign Ministry saying China will respond immediately to defend its legitimate rights if the U.S. takes actions that harm its interests. A spokesperson saying China believes progress has been made in recent talks with the Trump administration about reducing China's trade deficit with the U.S.
Fox's Simon Owen, Dow futures are down ahead of the opening bell on Wall Street. Six people are hospitalized after a roller coaster derailment in Daytona Beach, Florida.
The car had down, and we just heard everybody screaming, so we ran over there, and there were two people that were laying on the ground.
They fell 34 feet from that first car. How badly everyone's hurt, we don't know at this point. This was the Sandblaster ride at Daytona Beach Boardwalk. Fox News, we report, you decide.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. A 28-year-old man has been convicted in the robbery of a Champaign Sprint store. Randy Williams of Kankakee faces up to 20 years in prison for his role in the robbery of the store in July of 2016. Have you noticed big swarms of moths lately? WCIA says the moths are harmless, but their larvae can do some damage. Crops could see some issues, as the moths can do some damage to lawns and vegetables, and they can be a pest to wheat. The moths should go away in the next few weeks. The moths come out in masses and fly in groups around trees with flowers to feed on the nectar. The Illinois unemployment rate has fallen for the fifth straight month. FoxIllinois.com says the State Department of Employment Security says the rate fell by 0.1 percentage point to 4.3%. Non-farm payrolls went up by 8,600 jobs over the month. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. But not with ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology actively invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So, while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you. The needle in the haystack.
Try ZipRecruiter now for free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
It seems like in every home, there's at least one room that's either too hot or too cold. Well, it doesn't have to be that way. Mitsubishi Electric has your comfort solution. Mitsubishi Electric cooling and heating systems are up to 40% more efficient with no ductwork and whisper quiet. Individual room control, giving you the freedom to find your perfect comfort level and save money, too. Make your whole home comfortable again. See Lance Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing for your comfort solution and live better.
Hi, I'm Troy Lands from Lands Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing. Lands is your local Mitsubishi Electric Diamond dealer. Our technicians are experts at solving your comfort needs, one room or your whole house. Let us show you how a Mitsubishi Electric Heating and Cooling System can save you money now. Your comfort is our priority. Call Lands today at 1-800-AIR-REPAIR or find us online at landsinc.com. I'm Troy Lands, and you can count on my company because you can count on me.
All right, here's your ESPN 93.5 three-day forecast, National Weather Service.
Looking good. We've got some morning clouds, maybe some drizzle in your neighborhood, but a high 90 expected today with partly cloudy conditions. 71, our low tonight. Up to 94 tomorrow with sunshine, down to 74 in the evening. Chance of showers at 10%. Partly cloudy on Sunday with a high 95. Hot. We're currently at 71. ESPN 93.5.
Okay. We will be talking here in a moment with Cameron Clifton about this IG report about James Comey and some of the stuff that happened. In fact, I want you to hear this first. A report came out, and some of the stuff is just like, really?
The most explosive aspect of this report, and that is these voluminous text messages amongst a number of folks within the FBI that clearly show political bias. Now some of these we have seen before, including exchanges between FBI agent Peter Strzok, who worked on both the Clinton and Trump investigations, and FBI lawyer Lisa Page. But this one is new. Before the presidential election back in 2016, they wrote this: Trump's not ever going to become president, right? Right? Strzok writes, No, he won't. We'll stop it. Now, the Inspector General says that messages like those have cast a cloud over the investigation.
Well, yeah. I mean, we'll stop it. What is this, a coup? Cameron Clifton, Clifton Network Partners, how are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks this morning, and you?
Wonderful. Please, tell me what you think.
Well, I think that they have some very serious problems in the organizations, the departments that are supposed to look after us, our security, our money, everything. And if they don't get it fixed really quickly by holding the people accountable who clearly stepped out of the norm and the rules of engagement, then we have an even more serious problem than knowing about it. It's one thing to know that they've done it. It's another thing to see corrective action. And I was very disappointed yesterday in Director Wray's press conference, where he went through what he thinks about what happened within the FBI. And he said, they're going to be referred to the Office of Professional Review. But he didn't say, we're sorry for this. This never should have happened. And I kept waiting for him to get to that, and I never heard him say that.
Yeah. I wonder what would have happened if you just flip it. If you would say everything done was against Hillary, was against Hillary's campaign, and you had FBI saying, well, we'll just stop her. Can you imagine the foaming at the mouth? I can always tell when things when things are bad, when none of the mainstreamers cover it. They just don't cover it. I've just gone to all the ones, CBS, CBS.com, NBC, CNN, MSNBC. I mean, they just don't. Trump's evil in some other way. No, it's this. You're right. It's just crazy. It's not right.
But, the one thing that we have to hold on to is that if this was just at the top, then that would be bad enough. But think back to when the IRS agents around the country that were reviewing, not just in D.C. or Virginia, around the country, when they were reviewing applications for conservative 501c3, what did they do? They slow-walked them, sometimes for years, during the Obama administration. And when that was discovered and they had to fess up, what did they say? They said, we weren't told to do this. We just knew that it was expected.
Yeah.
So it's one thing for the hierarchy within the FBI, and make no mistake, I always mispronounce his name, but the gentleman, he said, you quoted him, we'll stop Trump.
Yeah, we'll stop him. Yeah.
He, they're saying that, he wasn't, the top rank, but he is. He was not Comey, who was, all gone, and thank God for small favors.
He was head of a division. That's a head of a division.
Exactly. And he's still working on the Russian collusion investigation.
That is just crazy.
Well, it's more than that. It's just flat out wrong.
Yeah.
So what I'm thinking here is that it migrates its way down through the ranks. And Ray didn't talk about that yesterday. He kept praising the people. I know that, most of the people who work in all government try to do their best every day with, what they have to work with. But I did not ever hear him say, I'm so sorry that this happened. He said it happened. He acknowledged that it happened, but he tried to isolate and say that they were going to work with it. And that was wrong because we're not looking for excuses. This is like Wells Fargo sitting in front of a Senate committee trying to make excuses for what they did. But eventually they came around and they made a ton of corrections, throughout the organization. What we expect in private, we also expect more of in government. Don't you think that's fair?
Well, but you've got the bureaucracy, which is probably more powerful than the voted elected officials. They just have been entrenched.
That's why we should have term limits.
Well, on everybody, I think that's probably a very wise idea. Go serve your country and then come home and get your job that you had before or work a business or something. But I just don't think entrenchment's healthy. Anyway, there's just problems. And I think when you say, well, it's all this, all that, there are the swamp, as they say, can be Republicans, Libertarians, Democrats, whatever it might be. It's people that are into the system, know how to work the system.
Right.
And that's just kind of where we are. And then you got a guy that's kind of a rogue president as it goes, coming in saying, that's stupid. I'm going to raise taxes and tariffs on the, oh, what are you doing? He's trying to help our workers in America maybe produce our own stuff. And if the deal's bad, he doesn't like it. He's a pretty black and white business bottom line guy. And by the way, they think the economy can grow in the second quarter 4%, which would be unbelievable.
It would be. But that was my point about term limits. It's not unconstitutional by my standards. It's not written into the Constitution anywhere that elected officials in the House or Senate should have term limits. It is written, and they did do an amendment for the president. Thank God for that. But what I'm talking about is bureaucrats should be term limited. Absolutely.
Well, so in other words, no career, even if you work in Washington, no career. I mean, you just
You go there. It's exactly what you said. You go there. You serve your country. Remember back in the day when nobody wanted to go work for the government because you made $1.50 an hour.
Right.
Well, and you could make more money and you could do more good in the private sector. Well, that has completely flipped, and so now it's nothing to have a job in the public sector. Start at $100,000.
Yeah, no, and Benny's, and you can't be fired. You just can't be fired.
Exactly.
All right, Cameron, how do people find you?
Go to LinkedIn and just put my name in. If you're a member of LinkedIn, it's really easy. Even if you're not, you can still look at my profile and get my contact information. And I love to hear from people, and I always write back.
Cameron Clifton, CliftonNetworkPartners.com. Always a pleasure.
God bless you. You take care.
You too. God bless you. Cameron Clifton from Dallas this morning. Well, last night was the big congressional ball game. And joining me on the phone, Congressman Rodney Davis, who probably had 4 hits. Congressman, how are you?
I am well. I was kind of hoping for a much different result in the end of the game, but it was a fun time.
So your team, the Republicans lost?
We lost.
That's all right. You seed them the game. Well. You seed them the game. You win the midterms. Bam!
That's the way it seemingly has been since I...
The first play
of the game, Steve Scalise made the out.
Oh, he started second base, didn't he?
He started second base. And first pitch of the game, Raul Ruiz grounds right to Steve. Steve dives, gets it,
and puts him out. I mean, you couldn't have asked.
No, wait a minute. You just said he dove, got the ball, got up, and threw him out?
Threw him out from the ground.
Come on.
Yeah.
Nice. Come on, Colton Wong. Are you kidding me? It was a shooting that you'll never forget. It was a year ago yesterday. I can't believe the timing.
It was. And, you know, yesterday we end up our game day and we practiced at Nats Park. And I'm sitting there about the same time as the shooting a year ago. And I'm watching Matt Micah, who was shot through the back and out his chest and in the arm, throwing batting practice to Steve Scalise, and all I could do was smile because a year ago, I saw both of them on the ground bleeding, and I didn't think we'd have the same result.
Mm. Okay, I'm glad it went well. That's pretty cool that you guys do this, and a pretty good crowd in Nats Park, wasn't there?
Yeah, had over 20,000 showed up.
That's really exciting.
Jason
Oops.
I guess that's the end of our update.
Yeah, because it was kind of a funky connection. Okay, yeah. So the Democrats beat the Republicans.
Uh-huh.
Republicans now try to turn around and beat them in the midterms. Anyway, fun live last night from Nats Park, Congressman Rodney Davis.
I love it.
745 ESPN 93.5 as we check your sports headlines this morning.
Well, quite a contest on the horizon. Cubs at Busch to take on the Cardinals. Cubs are what, a game and a half back? For second.
Game and a half, Cardinals 4.
Okay, and they're third, though. So we've got three nights. Remember, on that last Sunday game, it's going to be an evening game, not an afternoon game, as they originally thought. John Lester to the mound versus Michael Wacha. Right now, we've got your Redbird recap.
Good morning, everyone. Alex Ferrario with you on the Cardinals Radio Network. Tonight, it's Cardinals and Cubs. A three-game series begins at Busch Stadium with 2.5 games separating these two teams in the standings. The Redbirds coming off of that disappointing stretch, going 4-5 against the three bottom teams in the National League. But some positive takeaways have been Marcelo Zuna, who's been heating up, batting .400, 5 home runs, 14 RBIs, and a slugging percentage of .778 in the month of June. There's also Michael Wacha, who sits at 8-1 on the season. He starts tonight, has not allowed more than 2 runs since April 12th. Tonight it will be Wacha against Lester, tomorrow Martinez against Hendricks, and Sunday Flaherty against Quintana. First pitch tonight from Busch Stadium, 7:15. Amer and Total Access pregame show at 6:20. For the Cardinals Radio Network, I'm Alex Ferrario.
You know, with that...
Yeah.
You know, with Dad's Day coming up on Sunday, Jose Martinez on paternity leave with his wife expecting a baby any day now.
He's batting third and he's hitting like .340.
That's what I've heard from a lot
of
Cubs
series. Okay.
I'm sorry you can't pull the dad card on Dad's weekend. We need you.
Wow. Okay. Well, so she's expecting.
Right. And I believe Venezuela.
Okay. So it's not like it's not like she can call.
Right.
Yeah. Okay.
So
I thought if she's in St. Louis, he could play till the water break. That's terrible. All right, no, that's great. Here I am talking about priorities.
Exactly.
So he's Venezuela.
Right. Cleveland over the Chicago White Sox 5-2 yesterday, and now they'll host the Detroit Tigers, who beat Minnesota 3-1 yesterday. Illinois' Dyke Edelman Award, Athlete of the Year, baseball's Bryn Spillane, and volleyball player Jordan Holter, congratulations. We got a few new signs for the women's basketball team with Nancy Faye and Sarah Shewan and Carolyn Wiskinski. We also have the World Cup to talk about with hosting Russia beating Saudi Arabia 5-0 yesterday. Egypt and Uruguay, Portugal and Spain, and Iran and Morocco going at it tonight. We also have the U.S. Open going on. Do you want to do that recap?
Yeah, I think it gives you a sense of what the heck happened yesterday. It was unbelievable.
Of the 156 of the world's best golfers competing this weekend here on Eastern Long Island, you know how many scored under par in Thursday's first round? Four out of 156. Tiger Woods not one of them. Tiger triple bogeyed his first hole. Shot 8 over par, 9 strokes off the lead. 9 back, the greatest distance ever overcome to win a U.S. Open. Strong, unpredictable wins at Shinnecock Hills humbled the power trio of Phil Mickelson, Rory McIlroy, and Jordan Spieth playing together. They shot a combined 25 over par. World number one ranked Dustin Johnson shot a 69. He's tied with 3 others atop the leaderboard by 1 shot entering today's second round. Covering the U.S. Open, Jared Max, Fox News.
Nice.
Wow.
We're working with Welch's Fruit Snacks and Pro Camps Worldwide to give kids between grades 1 through 8 a chance to go to this Noah Syndergaard Pro Camp July 19th. I think this is like a $700 value.
Yeah, and you could win it.
Right. And not to mention being on the field for the educational and fun experiences with Chicago Cubs All-Star second baseman Javier Baez.
That's cool.
Make sure you get yourself registered because next Friday, June 22nd, is when we'll choose our winner on ESPN 93.5.
Steph, everyone
come. Just visit ESPNCU.com.
Stephanie Pratt, the realtor of the rocks with Coldwell Banker, the real estate group, and ESPN are giving you the chance to rock out our 2018-80s rock concert series.
Yes.
Warrant, March 29th, done. Brent Michaels, Poison, June 9th, done.
Uh-huh.
Whitesnake, July 11th, Northerly Ireland in Chicago. Northerly Ireland in Chicago. Thanks to Larry's Limousine Service for providing transportation. Listen to Tay and Carp in the afternoon. They'll open the text lines for qualifiers texting ROCK to 359-2255. You're going to be qualified to win concert tickets and transportation to and from the concert from Larry's Limousine Service.
Eric Belaski, our winner last week, checking out Poison. I wonder how that went.
I'm sure it went well. I'm sure it was too darn loud. All right, a week from today, I'll be at Value Check, Cost
yes.
Plus Food. We'll be broadcasting live 7 to 9 for 2 hours. We're going to step you back into the 1950s when milk was a dime.
Yes.
I'm going to sell you a gallon of milk for a dime. Let me say this. While supplies last, because it can't be an endless supply.
Limit 5, please.
Yeah, 5 per person. And I don't know how many gallons of milk we'll sell. I mean, I don't have any idea, but we do start at 7.
Yes.
When the store opens.
Value Check is like right off North Mattis and Glen Park Drive.
Yeah, 7 to 9. Value Check will sell you a gallon of milk for 10 cents, a dozen eggs for 10 cents. So 5 gallons of milk, 5 dozen eggs for $1. It's going to be fun, but only during my broadcast, 7 to 9, next Friday morning, live from Value Check, Cost Plus Food in Southwest Champaign.
I'm going to that Pat Benatar, Neil Girardo show tonight.
Well,
my friend Christine had an extra ticket.
Well,
and I said, well, yeah, that won't be too darn loud.
Well, I don't think so.
The acoustic
sometimes
set.
Sometimes they turn up that little speaker.
Pat and Neil have been married since 82. In the 70s, she was married to Dennis Benatar, right? Coming out of high school, I guess.
I gotcha. So, well, I think they're in a fancy schmancy bus that
yes.
they sleep in, and that's how they're doing their tour.
That could be.
I think they came from Iowa.
I see.
That's my inside
the information. The Virginia Tonight.
Yeah, Virginia Theater tonight. Pat Benatar, Neil Girardot. Well, let me know how it goes.
Thank
That'd
you.
Be really cool.
I will.
Honda BMW, DriveChampaign.com, providing the official car for Miss Illinois 2018. Thank you to Ben Quattrone and all their award-winning team members. They've got a lot of good people. As Ben told me the other day, it's not me. It's the team members that we have mm-hmm. all the way from service. Go in the back when they're cleaning up the cars, to the salespeople up front, to the accounting people, the BMW showroom. Honda BMW, a Honda President's Award winner. That means they're top 10% in the country for a great dealer. That's hard to achieve. There are a whole bunch of factors, and they got over every single hurdle to achieve this very prestigious award. So if you want a dealer that will take care of you and have an award to show it, stop by and give them a chance to earn your business. Hundreds of Hondas on the lot right now. The Honda Civic that Grace is driving around is really nice.
Nice.
It is really, really beautiful. Honda BMW, DriveChampaign.com at Neil Burwash. In Savoy, 752. We'll check your weekend weather next.
Create lasting memories with a vacation or family reunion t-shirt with Weiss Camp in downtown Champaign. Are you planning a one-color t-shirt design because you want to save money? Take advantage of Weiss Camp's special and add a second color to one location at no extra charge. Or if you're planning for a one-location design, add a one-color second location at no extra charge. Minimum of 5 shirts required. Limited to screen printing only. Offer valid for any type of garment style or brand. Weiss Camp Screen Printing. Find them online at weisscamp.com. That's W-E-I-S. KAMP.com.
An ESPN Radio Extra Point. with Will Kane.
How are you a losing player in an individual sport? Like, baseball, as we've heard, and it's 100% true, is an individual sport masquerading as a team sport. So how is Bryce Harper a losing player? Like, let's just for a moment play the game. Let's just work ourselves through the thought exercise. How are you a losing player? Not rising to the occasion? Well, there's a little bit of evidence on the table there. Bryce Harper, he has not risen to the occasion in the playoffs. But does that make him a losing player? I mean, again, his individual performance. Does he have a negative effect on his teammates? What is that what that means? Like in the locker room? Doesn't make clutch plays? All in it for himself? I don't see Bryce Harper as a losing player.
Get more from Will Kane today from 3 to 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio, ESPN News, or on the ESPN app.
At AutoZone, helping you get more done is what we do best. Like with the AutoZone Rewards Program, you'll earn a $20 reward every time you spend $20 or more 5 times. It's just one more way to get more done. And right now, save on 5 quarts of STP conventional or high mileage and an STP oil filter for $19.99. Visit any of our 5,500 locations nationwide and let us do more for you. See terms at AutoZone.com/rewards. Restrictions and details in store.
Get in the zone.
On the streets of Miami, speed is the law. So when a corn dog goes after the wrong girl,
oh, heartburn!
One man will bring her Tums Ultra Strength.
I'm on my way.
Don't get wrecked by heartburn. Nothing works faster than Tums.
Your mustard's fast, but my Tums are faster.
And with Tums On The Go rolls, it's never been easier to leave heartburn behind.
You did it.
Yeah. You gonna finish that corn dog?
Tums Ultra Strength, available in a store near...
How about the Illinois Hall of Fame tonight, Field Museum, Chicago?
Ooh.
That's huge. Lou Henson, who I was kind of never figured out why he wasn't in the first class. But anyway, Lou Henson will be, I think, there.
Okay.
I think
that's
he's,
great.
He's doing good. The News Gazette had a great feature on Lou and Mary yesterday.
Okay, good.
And I believe all the plans are in place, and he'll be there. A lot of other great inductees. For the Illinois Hall of Fame tonight, the Field Museum in Chicago, which is south.
Yeah.
And that's where King Tut was, and that's where we got our first travel experience, was leading buses.
Way to go, Margaret.
Now, that was fun. We called it K-Excursions, but that was at the Field Museum, so I remember it quite well. But it was, don't they have Sue there, the dinosaur now?
Yes.
So they've got that. They've got special events like that up there, and it's fun. So this will be big, cool. And there'll be a lot of people there. A lot of orange and blue is the Illinois Hall of Fame. I think all that's a great idea.
Mm-hmm.
And I think all this development we're doing at the U of I is a great idea.
I do, too.
There is one catch. This is going to be hard to really figure out and make work unless we win. We've got to win. This formula does not work. I read an article yesterday where we're losing money. Even after all the Big Ten money, we're still in the red. And there's only one thing that's going to fix that. So Lovey has got to do it. You know, and he honestly has to do it after this year.
Mm-hmm.
We have got to go to a bowl in 2019, or I think there's going to be a tremendous letdown. And Brad Underwood is, I don't know how he's going to make the NCAA this year with such a young team. It's going to be challenging, but as long as we win, this is all going to be beautiful.
That's right.
If we don't win, the formula does not work. So that's there is that. We have got to return to some prominence. Okay, I am going to play this for the very first time. It's about our new company, Stevie J Travel. See how this sounds. I've not played it.
Okay.
Good luck to us. But because of probably starting with that first bus I hosted when I was 18, I love travel. Hi, it's Stevie J. Over the years, I've loved leading groups on cruises and travel adventures all over the world. So much so, we started our own company. Introducing Stevie J Travel, a travel company dedicated to the best group travel anywhere you want to go. Maybe it's St. Louis, or New Zealand, or Cape Horn, or a trip to the Galapagos. We specialize in group travel. That's all we do. And we put together an experienced team of travel experts like Mary Beth Karasik, former director of Busey Pillar Club, and Bill Owen, former owner of Franklin Travel, who has done over $200 million in group travel in his career. If you're interested in having us organize your next trip, just contact us or join us for one of ours, like Larry Canfer's wonderful trip to Ireland in September and our trip to Asia this January. Just go to StevieJTravel.com for all the information. That's StevieJAYTravel.com. Where do you want to go?
Yeah.
Probably need a little music on that, don't we?
And, you know, maybe something majestic to get you excited, like Indiana Jones style or something. Where?
Can you help me?
I can.
All right. No, Mary Beth Kurasik, formerly Bucer Pillar Club director, we're excited to have her because she loves travel. She's so good at leading.
And all you have to say is Bill Owen.
Yeah.
People around here know that name.
Think about that. $200 million in travel.
Wow.
Really? It's 45 years.
Mm-hmm.
He is so good at it. Plus, on July 31, I might as well tell people this. From 4 to 6, we're going to have our launch at the iHotel.
Okay.
Where you can come and see the entire menu of things and trips that we're going to do. Got some really cool ones that you'll be interested in if you love traveling. So that'll be July 31. I'll tell you more about that as we get closer from 4 to 6 at the iHotel. Best property in downstate. Okay, we will get the news coming up. Local news after that.
Mm-hmm.
Fox is next in a minute. It's Friday. ESPN 93.5 at a minute till 8.
You know, there's a lot of different kinds of tanks in the world. There's the German Leopold and the M1 Abrams. But the most common and widely feared tank in the world today is the full septic tank. Don't call out the National Guard if you come up on one of these babies. They can't help. Instead, call Gulliford Septic and Sewer at 337-5996. Having a war with your restaurant grease traps? Gulliford provides grease trap cleanings, along with sewer line cleaning, camera inspections, and jetting service. Visit them at GulliffordServices.com or call 337-5996 the next time you're facing a septic or sewer line battle.